Recent disputes over using white actors to portray characters of color in Hollywood films have raised concerns that the media ignore minorities. Activist groups have called for more minorities to be hired for media jobs. Some Asian Americans worry that they are becoming invisible, especially in the entertainment industry. They say minorities are often underrepresented and their opinions go unheard. Experts say that is a problem in television news also. Asians represent the fastest growing racial minority in the United States. However, critics say there are few Asian faces reporting news across the country. Juju Chang is an Asian American news anchor. She questions whether there is enough diversity in top management jobs.
When I went on air at the network here, I was the only Asian American and among the few women. And I'm sad to say that all these years later, I think that we've gone a long way in terms of diversity in front of the camera, but I think we still have a ways to go behind the scenes, especially in upper management.
Chang says it is important for minorities to take part in the approval process for story ideas.
Until Asian Americans get real traction in that sense, we're going to keep, pressing our noses against the invisible window.
Asians make up about 3% of the broadcast workforce, while they are over 5% of the U.S. population. Angie Chuang is a journalism professor at American University. She says a cultural bias may be to blame.
The truth is that all kinds of psychological studies and employment studies have shown that we tend to favor or be more comfortable with people who are like us.
Some experts say Asians lack the political power of other minority groups, such as African Americans and Hispanics. One group, pressing for greater representation of Asians in reporting, is the Asian American Journalists Association. The group supports Asian American reporters and those seeking journalism careers. VOA spoke with the group's vice president for broadcast, Nyla Boodoo, on Skype. She says there has been progress in recent years.
I feel like even having those conversations is something that wouldn't have happened years ago. And I think the fact that we're even having those conversations is a sign of progress.
A leading broadcast industry group says 2011 was the best year for Asian American broadcasters. That year, Asians made up 3.5% of the industry. However, the percentage of Asians has decreased since then. Many Asian Americans are concerned issues important to their communities will continue to be misinterpreted or ignored. I'm Mario Ritter.